Hello.
Hi, is this Brontavia?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, we were disconnected.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I'm just calling you right back with my direct desk line.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me go ahead and continue with the intake here. Again, this is a recorded line. Did you receive any surgeries or any treatment?
Yes, ma'am.
You did? Okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
Southern Cancer Center at Providence Hospital.
Okay, Southern Cancer Center, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
At Providence Hospital. Okay. Where was that located? What city?
Mobile, Alabama.
In Mobile, Alabama. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you?
Christopher Eastman, something like that.
Do you have the spelling? Can you spell it for me?
Yes, ma'am. I had to spell it yesterday. I had to try to not find it. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
I know it's hold on.
Take your time.
Okay. Okay, it's E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay. E-C-K-H-T-E-I-N?
S-T-E-I-N.
Oh, S as in Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dr. Christopher Eckstein, okay, at Southern Cancer Center Providence Hospital. Okay. And that's in Mobile, Alabama. Do you have the address by any chance?
Yes, ma'am. It is 6701 Airport Boulevard, Building B.
Okay.
Mobile, Alabama, 08.
Okay.
I think.
36608.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for that. And is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And as you asked me about my treatments earlier, I had microsurgery, radiation therapy, and pain, and they released pain medication, morphine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So there was radiation and some medicine. Okay, let me make some notes here. All right. And then where you received the Depo-Provera, the injection, what facility was that?
I know his name, it is OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Jacob.
Uh-huh.
Jacob Lester or something like that.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Jacob was spelled J-A-C-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
And Lester, I guess that's how I would say it.
Mm-hmm.
L-A-S, I'm not spelling Lester. Listerless.
That's okay. Or do you have the name of the medical center where they were at?
The medical center that they were at, I do not. Actually, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I
Or was it
I
a clinic?
Yes, ma'am. It's a hospital, but when I got my ejection, yes, ma'am, it was a clinic. Like I was just
mm-hmm.
going in.
Okay. Do you remember where it was located?
I don't. I honestly don't. I just, I only think I know it was off of, when was the children? We went off of Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Off of Springfield, you said?
I'm not sure. I think, I'm sorry, I was talking to my sister. I was trying to see if she remembered.
That's okay, yeah. Yeah, we just need the name of the facility, the medical center, or the hospital where you received the injection.
Oh, it was at Southern Cancer Center at Providence Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where you received the Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, no problem. So I'll just go ahead and copy that here. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to copy the address. Okay, so that's where you received the injection, the Depo-Provera, and then that's where you were treated with the surgery as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. perfect. And then for the meningioma, when were you diagnosed? What was the date?
For my meningioma, March 2023, if I'm mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Of 2023. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
05-17-95.
05-17-1995. Okay. And besides yourself, Ms. Brontavia, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
I'm not sure, but I can look around for you if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. We're just asking just to make sure we can help as many people as possible. But I'll put no for now. I'll send you some information later, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And then for the Depo Provera, did you use the brand name of the injectable contraceptive?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am. I started June 2016 taking them, actually, and stopped February 2023.
Oh, okay. So from 2015 in June to February of 2023. Okay. So that's more than 5 years. Okay. All right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name. Your first name, it's spelled Bruntavia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then last name, Haywood, Haywood.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have a middle initial?
D.
D, okay. And I have your phone number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So 251-430-3672.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And are you able to open text messages and email through your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect. And I do have an email here. I have haywoodbrontavia7@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And then can you confirm your social for the attorneys?
Yes, ma'am. 423-431347.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
1200 McRae Avenue, 1200 McRae, M-C-R-A-E, mm-hmm. Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Okay. In Mobile, Alabama. McRae, that's M-C-R-A-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 1200 McRae Avenue. Is there a unit number or a suite number?
No, ma'am,
like
that's a house.
A house, okay, perfect. All right, and then we do have medical information. I'm sorry, I forgot if I asked already, but besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
Not that I know of.
No, okay. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes, ma'am. It's yes. In the hospital. I don't have it, though, but I'll give y'all, you know, y'all can get it.
Okay. You give us permission. Okay. No problem. So
yes,
they do
ma'am.
Exist. There are records available.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that we can continue. And for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Live separately. No, live with me. I can do live with me because I'll be with them most of the
uh-huh.
time.
Okay. So somebody that lives with you. And what is their relationship to you?
This is my kid's dad.
Your kid's dad, okay. Let's see. Do I put partner or?
You can put partner, that's fine.
Partner, okay. Let's see. All right. And what is their number?
251.
Uh-huh.
487-3525.
3525. Okay. And then what is her first and last name?
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Overton, O-V-E-R-T-O-N.
O-V-E-R-T-O-N. Okay. And Jerry. All right. And that's it for the questionnaire here. At the end of, oh, I'm sorry. At the end of the questionnaire, it's already here. I'm going to go ahead and send you that document. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you are familiar with it. It's going to be a few initials and a few signatures, but I can stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Yes, ma'am. You're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I know some people are just scrambling to get to their email. Okay, no problem. So let me send that to your email, and you'll also get a text message to your cell phone. It'll be a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay.
Okay. Sign with. Yes, ma'am. I got it.
You got it. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be either my name, Natalia, or Mass Torch Strategies.
Yes, ma'am. It's your name.
My name. Okay. Perfect. All right, and while you do that, Ms. Brontavia, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys so that I can send that to you.
Yes, ma'am. What do you have on the photo? What are you?
Did you have this
right
on?
You know what it is? I asked him, did he know what it was?
What
that was like? I don't know. His keys has just got one key on it.
Huh?
It just got one key on it. It's just a key.
One key?
Yeah, it got the house key on it and his car key.
No keychain
or none of that.
All right. Ms. Brontavia, I did get the notification. It looks like everything's signed. Did you see everything okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. You'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing to expect is wait about 5 business days for them to receive the information. Then they're going to call you. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That's it for this call today. I'll send you a text message with the name and the number for Pulaski Law. You can save it in your contact so that you know what number to expect. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.